Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. Today I'm joined by Andrew Pelayo, who's CEO of Vast Resources. How are you today, Andrew?
Very well, Zach. It's been a while.
It's been a while, but it looks as though we are fortunate to witness something of a turnaround at Vast. How have you achieved this? I'm looking at your operational side, which is particularly gratifying, with the group revenue up 236% in the first quarter. But maybe you can just give us the detail on how that was achieved.
It's a combination of the bait supply turnaround, which is in process at the moment, as well as our new opportunity in Tajikistan, which is a very exciting opportunity for Vast itself. I'll start with bait first, if you don't mind, where 12 months ago we were moving along quite nicely. We hit some friable ground, and we had to stop working the existing underground levels, which was going to be the first 12 months of production for the company. So we basically had to redevelop the entire underground going into the next level down. We've now developed three sub-levels there. And now we've hit the ore body to where we want it to be now, but we didn't have the fortunate revenue stream from the level 17 that was the friable ground. And now we're going back there with the new mechanized rigs that are arriving on site in the coming days.
Right. And in terms of Tajikistan, that which has made a contribution already, how is that going?
That's an incredible opportunity for the company. We were invited there originally to review some historic mines, similar to what we've done in Romania. While we were over there, we came across an opportunity of a going concern, which is a mine that was basically assisting the aluminium smelter plant producing calcium fluoride, CAF2. There was a group in there operating the flotation plant that couldn't get the results. Using our internal team and our consultants, we managed to get it to the quality that they require as a minimum. And for that, we negotiated together with our partners in Central Asian Metals and Minerals Ore to basically take over the flotation plant, and for that get a 50% of the revenue stream for all the non-ferrous metals. And it's a very high quality lead, zinc, silver and gold mine. So we're benefiting from our what we've done in Baitsa, effectively turning it around to doing the same thing for their flotation plant. We've been working like on a consultancy role up until now, and now we're actually, you know, basically getting a 12.5% royalty of all revenues moving forward. And there seems to be a 12-year life of mine just with the existing reserve.
And do you think that, ironically, the sort of the latecomer Tajikistan will actually drive the rest of the business? It'll give you the momentum to, you know, develop and take forward your other projects.
I think definitely Tajikistan highlights the ability of Vast. It's been recognised by another government. What we've achieved here in Romania is not quite understood, I don't believe, or quite appreciated at the moment. You know, we have turned around the Baitsa mine. It's taken longer than anticipated and cost a lot more. But it is a long-term project, and most mining companies don't see any revenues for the first 5 years of the startup, and certainly don't see a payback, you know, within, you know, 5 to 10 years. Whereas Baitsa is actually quite a profitable mine. It will be a profitable mine. It's a large mine. We've only touched the surface on the ore body. So Tajikistan, while complementing and bringing to the market the attention of Vast capabilities, it will be a significant portion to what the company will do on its expansion phase, but it's not as significant as people have picked up. It's definitely an opportunity for Vast, and will open the door to a lot more opportunities in a very rich country like Tajikistan, where they've got it's a heavily mineralized country that's screening for foreign investment and expertise to take it forward.
So do you think that, you know, you, with the Tajikistan news, you'll actually reach an inflection point with investors who will now realise that you're actually a company that can deliver and get projects over the line, and you know, be a sort of sprawling entity with, you know, multiple projects?
Well, that's definitely our intention. And mean, bringing Tajikistan, we will be in production in June this year. That's what it's targeted for. We're on target at the moment. They've already stockpiled 2 months of ore ready for us. We've got engineers on site. We've got all of our consultants and metallurgists on site in preparation for the opening at the end of June. So yes, I think it will demonstrate to the market our ability. And yes, you're right, it's an inflection point. And we'll have the mine in Romania in Băița operational. And in Q2, we expect to meet our targets. And definitely Q3 will be, a turnaround for the company with the implementation of the new rigs. And we'll be back to where we should have been 12 months ago. And I think Tajikistan just highlights the abilities of Vast.
And just finally, I mean, clearly we're in a hyperinflationary environment now. There are all the uncertainties of Ukraine and everything else. Commodities prices in general have gone through the roof. Presumably, that will be a positive read across to Vast as well.
Absolutely. If you look at, well, our historical forecast, we were budgeting all of our copper prices at 7,800, and now the long on copper is 10,000. The same with the zinc was below 3,000. It's well over 3,000 now. And with the, we've got quite a diverse portfolio with, we've got copper, lead, zinc, gold and silver within the portfolio, and now in both the mines that we're going to be operating. The increase in commodity prices are definitely going to add to the bottom line moving forward.
Right, and that's something that maybe, again, you think people haven't really factored in terms of what you're doing.
Absolutely not. We've been focused on the financing arrangements, which we are in the process of doing the refinance, and we're confident that that will come through. And I think once that's over the line and we do start to deliver the results, I think we'll see a huge turnaround in the company share price, and it'll be recognized for its true value.
Well, let's see how we go. In the meantime, Andrew Pelaia, CEO at Vast Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.